Let's get your take on this, Jim Berkland, the two different kinds of shifts. One could be, of course, the magnetic polar shift, and then, of course, you have the physical type of shift.
Yes, and as to the physical shift, I don't think it'll ever be any more severe than with the plate tectonics, relatively slow motion that we see and measure and have for a couple hundred million years. There has been very little change in the rates we see, but it's interesting that when I got out of Berkeley in 1958, with my degree in my hand, the first work I had, I worked 6 years with the U.S. Geological Survey, and the very first job was working with a brilliant geophysicist from Berkeley, Dr. Alan Cox, who was on the ground floor of paleomagnetism, where they were studying the built-in, locked-in magnetism of lava flows and some other rocks, because as the lava would cool, it would freeze the magnetic field at the time. And so the latest lava flows, the recent ones, had a direction just like today. We would get cores and bring them back to the lab and orient them the way they were in the field and check which direction the North Pole was. And going down through layer after layer in Idaho, it was all normal. All of a sudden, there'd be a little brief layer or two that would be intermediate, not pointing north or south, but some direction in the intermediate. Then below that would be everything pointing south. And then below that, another intermediate zone and everything pointing north. And so this was happening about every 700,000 years, according to the dates of the lava flows. And the transition times were relatively short geologically, like 3 or 5,000 years. But the critical thing is that during the transition time, you would go through a null point where there would be no magnetic field in the Earth, and that meant that we'd have no ionosphere to protect it from radiation.
Yeah, yeah.
So all kinds of cosmic radiation, and so there'd be a lot of rapid changes in life. And if we were around for one of these changes, it would be very tough on our own genetic system. But
we'd all have to live underground.
Yes. Now, it was interesting that brilliant as this professor was, when I left the USGS in 1964, he and almost all of his colleagues still did not accept any kind of continental drift, but believed all of these changes that had been seen around the world in the magnetism was from the from polar wandering. So it wasn't really until 68, 69 that the whole concept of plate tectonics came out. And that was the reason I went back to school, to find out what was going on. So I went to Davis and picked up on the new revolution in earth sciences. But I have really no concern at all of the physical shift of the poles. In recent weeks, I've learned about the huge South Atlantic magnetic anomaly that is so strong that it affects satellites, and it affects radio waves.
What is that, Jim?
It is a huge anomaly covering most of Brazil and out in the Atlantic Ocean. And according to some recent model studies with very, very fast computers, they've tried to figure out what's going on inside the Earth. And the liquid core and the solid inner core inside the liquid core are spinning at different directions and react against the mantle, which is spinning at still a different direction. That's what's generating the magnetic field. It's just like a big generator. You move a magnetic material around in a magnetic field and you generate electricity. And that's what a generator is. And that's, of course, why the animals can detect changes in the magnetic field, because they're moving around in the Earth's magnetic field. I guess they'd be totally a loss during a magnetic zero point. But this big anomaly, what's a little disturbing about it, and has a lot of geophysicists concerned, is that when a reversal becomes serious in the Earth's magnetic field, it begins at the low latitudes near the equator, and that's where this is. And then it gradually spreads to the pole.
Okay.
So it's a fairly new discovery, and it's causing a lot of concern, I think.
Why does it appear to me, and I want all three of you to jump in on this, that these changes, these things that are happening, you know, even before the tsunami in December of last year, seemed to be happening at a tremendously fast clip all of a sudden. I mean, this isn't like it crept up on us. I mean, this is like it's just plopped down and they're all hitting us. Hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanoes, earthquakes. All this is happening at the same time. Why is that? Who wants that?
I've seen some people say that this is normal. We just have been lucky over the last few couple of generations.
Stan?
Well, I've heard that as well, but I think from looking at sunspot activity over the last century compared to the other two centuries before, we've had more sunspots and higher peaks, higher numbers of them, up until about two cycles ago, and it started to fall off again. But the minimum number of sunspots in the cycles has risen over the all-time average. So what I think we're seeing here is, a drift, like prophetic almost, a drift into a very difficult time caused by the sun itself. The sun is the major driving force for the entire solar system.
True.
I mean, that no energy coupling is it. And I keep coming back to the fact that our planet is heating up irregularly as far as we're concerned, because we're in a short time space considered all
September,
time.
Hottest on record.
That's right. And if you can kind of cast your mind on a global basis, when you pour a lot of energy into our system, it will boil water, it will melt poles, it will make a tremendous dynamo for super storms. And a number of us have been warning for, gosh, I guess 7, 8, 9 years now that this time, if we continued to warm up, that we were going to see violent storms, super flooding, super coastal sinking, polar caps melting. And it's starting to happen just like we thought it would. And I don't think that this is something purely based on human endeavor or wildlife. It is the sun. And that is something so huge that we have no hope of controlling it. And if our governments do, in fact, or have, in fact, known this was coming, they were probably wise in not telling everybody, because there is no hope in a situation like that. And so that's, I think we're just going to see for probably another 8, 9, 10 years some very violent weather until we get through this phase with the sun.